What about the claim that Jesus was made divine by a vote in 325 AD? I find the idea somewhat historically implausible that somebody would... I think in the film, Ian McKellen says something like this: one day he was mortal, the next day he was divine. Well, that is a jump of belief that I personally would find rather difficult to make if it was put to me in those terms. And it's a jump of belief that, again, the historical evidence doesn't really support. Here's some comments from some early church leaders. Origen, writing about 225 AD, says, "No one should be offended that the Saviour is also God." That's pretty clear-cut, isn't it? 100 years before Nicaea, this church leader, very definite statement, Jesus is God. Ignatius, the first leader of the Church of Antioch, or one of the first leaders, writing 105 AD, says, "God himself was manifest in human form." And there are many other church leaders over the space of about 200 years who repeatedly said, Jesus is God, Jesus is divine, Jesus is the Son of God, long before the Council of Nicaea. Let's talk for a moment about this guy Pliny, the Roman governor. Pliny was the governor of a Roman province in what is now northwest Turkey, around about 110 AD. What's important about Pliny is that he was not a Christian. He was not even remotely sympathetic to Christians. In fact, he was executing Christians. And he was executing so many of them that it became a problem. So he wrote to the emperor and said, "What do I do with these guys?" And he described how the Christians met together on a particular day of the week to sing songs in praise of Christ as to a God. Here is a hostile witness, nearly 200 years before the Council of Nicaea, more than 200 years before the Council of Nicaea. And he's saying these Christians worship Christ as a God. So again, this idea that Jesus was made divine in 325 AD doesn't really stack up with the evidence. Obviously, the Gospels in the Bible all give this indication that Jesus is the Son of God. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 16, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 11, at Jesus' baptism, a voice came from heaven, "You're my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." John's Gospel, at the end of the Gospel, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God." So very clearly, the Gospels in the Bible, which we've seen come from the last quarter of the first century, are making this claim that Jesus is the Son of God. The person who did most to spread Christianity after the death of Jesus was the Apostle Paul. He was active in Turkey and Greece between about 50 and 65 AD. He was then probably executed in about 66 AD. In the New Testament, there are 13 letters that are assumed to be or claimed to be by Paul. Now let's look at a few of the things that he says. In Galatians, which is one of his earliest letters, Galatians 2:20, he talks about the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In 1 Thessalonians, which is again one of his earliest letters, he talks about waiting for God's Son from heaven, who he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, he talks about Jesus, who being in very nature God, didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped. One of the important things about that quotation is that most scholars believe that at that point he is quoting an earlier Christian hymn, in which case Paul is using something that goes back even earlier than his letters, that's saying that Jesus is the Son of God. So put all this evidence together, and really you've got a trail of evidence going back for hundreds of years before Nicaea, going back virtually to Jesus' own lifetime, making it very clear that from the beginning Christians believed he was the Son of God. Now, please understand, this is not a faith commitment. You don't have to be a Christian to believe that Christians believe that. That is just a matter of the historical evidence which is there in the public record. Christians believe that Jesus was the Son of God from round about 30 AD onwards. And the evidence is there in history. It wasn't something that came up in 325 AD as a result of a vote.